So welcome everybody to the Webinar Wednesday Extra, our second webinar in one day on Wednesday, November the 18th. My name is Stuart Lawler. I'm from Sight and Sound Technology. And as always, he's come back again. Our colleague Carl Braley is back with us for another Webinar Wednesday in his evening. So Carl, thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you.
Now, tonight we're talking all about JAWS 2021. We always get very excited at Sight and Sound Technology when a new version of JAWS is released. And this version has had us all talking quite literally because this new voice assistant is here. And we'll talk about that in a while. But we didn't want to do it on our own. So we rang Vispero and I rang Florida and I said to Eric Damery, is there any chance you can come? And we haggled a bit and I gave him a couple of euro. But he has joined us. So, Eric, welcome to the webinar extra. Thank you for joining us. And then I said we still need more people. So I gave my good friend Jan Bloem in the Netherlands a call. And he was a bit harder to persuade, but he has joined us. Jan, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Great
Jan,
to
how many euros did you get, Jan?
He got loads of euros.
I got British pounds. I got British pounds. So I think
that's,
I can.
But
we can level it, you know.
Yeah,
we have a nice
euros.
Day after.
Yeah, we'll sort it out later. So we'd love to get your contributions during the session today. We're going to run this for about an hour. If you have questions or comments as we go along with the demos, you can post in the chat by pressing Alt and H or activating the chat option if you're connecting on a mobile phone. Or you can raise your hand by pressing Alt and Y or activating the raise hand on your phone, and Carl will be keeping an eye on the raised hands and chat, and we will go to chat and raised hands later on. As we always say, if you do have a question, if you can keep it as brief as possible, it would be great so that we can make sure we get as many questions as possible. So let's hand over to Mr. Eric Damery in Florida. And Eric, I think I suppose one of the maybe the first things, and I know we chatted about this yesterday, that you might want to talk a little bit about is the whole idea of installing JAWS, because that process has changed slightly, hasn't it, with the update?
Yeah, so actually the first big change that we're seeing with the 2021 release is actually for the people who are running the latest 2020 release. And I've been mentioning this on FS casts and different places to pay attention. That so for everybody who has the 2020 August release that came out installed, when we posted the 2021 version, it's a week ago tomorrow, so it was last Thursday. When we posted it, the 2020, when you restarted, it actually saw that the 2021 version was posted and told you the updates were available. And when you chose to see what the updates were, you would put in your list box and it mentioned that there was a new version available, the 2021. And the big difference here was that if you did not, and normally you wouldn't hear about, you wouldn't hear about a new version. You'd only hear about updates to the current version. So that's the big change for those of you who are wondering, well, what is he talking about? So you were told that a new version was available and it was 2021. It's not an update. It's going to install to a new directory. And if you were patient and listened to the whole description on that line, you may have heard that you're not authorized for it. In other words, you didn't have an SMA in place. So in order to run 2021, you need to upgrade your license. So if you already had an SMA in place, if you were entitled to get 2021, it didn't say anything. It just said the new version is available. So when you choose enter and it installs a new version, one of the first things that JAWS does is it detects if you had a previous version set to start at the login screen and start automatically, and it unchecks those things. So your old version won't come back in while you're trying to get the new version up and running. So then once the new version starts, it runs at the login screen and it comes up and now it's running, but it requires proper authorization. And if you don't have it, it says you need to update your authorization and it drops you into 40-minute mode. So at that point, many people were stuck. I'm in 40-minute mode. What do I do? So the simple solution for immediately in order to resolve it is to shut down 2021 so you can unload it. Then you can launch your run dialog, Windows key R, and you're in an edit field and you can type in JAWS 2020. No spaces, JAWS 2020, and press enter, and it'll start your 2020 version. And at that point, you can go to the options dialog and set up automatically start JAWS, or you can run through the startup wizard and it'll do it there. And it'll reset you back to 2020 so that that starts automatically. Now you can still shut down 2020 and play with the 2021 version in 40-minute mode. You'll have to reboot, but at least you get to try it out. So no need to uninstall 2021. You can leave it on there. It won't interrupt. Just switch it back to 2020 and you'll be up and running again. Now, we'll continue to make some adjustments to this. I'm going to put a warning, extra warning dialogue, so that if you say, yes, I want to install the new version, but you don't have proper authorization, it's going to give you another pop-up dialogue after that and say, hey, by the way, like we said, you don't have proper authorization. Are you sure you want to install this now? So you'll get that warning. And then I'm also looking at if we come up with a quick way of typing something in to the run dialog, which would set up the start automatically and what version you want to run. So you would just have to go to the run dialog and do something like type in start automatically JAWS 2020 and press enter, and it would reset it automatically. So you don't even have to go through the startup wizard or anything. So I'm looking at getting those changes in place. Now, we still have automatically start JAWS set to detect for this new version. We may shut that off at some point, maybe the next few days here, because we're about to have a pretty big holiday in the US. There's a lot of support people taking time off, and we want to, you know, cut down on the support calls as much as possible. So you may notice that we turn off the automatic updates for people with 2020. You'll still be able to get it. You can still go to check for updates and find the version, and you'll still get it. It's on the website. You can download it, and it's ready to go. We might just turn off the automatic updates for the 2020 next week, and we'll see how it goes. But we are, you know, one of the objectives in doing it this way was to make sure that everyone knew when the release came out. Historically, when we would release a new version, all the people that are on the beta list or listening to FSCast or these podcasts would know about it and they would go out and get it. But that's not the majority of the users. The majority of the users who are busy in their day, you know, we all think, oh, everybody that cares, everybody that's using this stuff must be on this podcast right now. Well, it's not true. There's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people out there in the UK right now that don't even know the update was coming, the new version was coming. Well, they all found out if they were up to date in 2020, and it made a big difference. We had about five times as many people installing the software in the first 2 days than we would normally have. So the word got out, the software got installed, and all in all, I think everybody is happy that they were able to get access to it early. So I'm sure there were some more questions that came up. Stuart, did you have any other incidents, or was that primarily the main one?
They were the primary ones. I just wanted to mention, Eric, that we did get some other emails coming in today, and thanks to people who did email. Some of the questions are quite general, so rather than take up time dealing with those this evening, because the focus of this evening's session is on new features, we're going to get back to people individually with those queries. Either myself or one of our tech support team will do that over the next few days. So I hope people don't mind, but some of those questions that people kindly did send in today will be in touch with you tomorrow about that.
Great. By the way, great turnout on a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. 98 participants joined already. This is a great turnout. So let's talk about other than the notification of the software, let's talk about what was in it this time. And we're pretty excited that we are starting to put some different changes in taking advantage of the AI, the artificial intelligence, the cloud services that are provided by Microsoft and Google. So we introduced PictureSmart to folks a couple of years ago, I guess we first rolled this out. And PictureSmart is a way of taking a photograph, sending it to the cloud, having it interpreted by the services that they provide through the cloud that we pay for. And that description then comes back to the user and you get an understanding or a description of what's in the picture. And so we've improved upon that in a couple of ways. One is we separated it so you don't have to get the full description. You can get a partial description. In theory, it's going to be a little quicker that way. And then you can always ask for more of a description of the picture if you want to send it back up. And so maybe we should just try this thing. Oh, we also added the language, more languages to this thing. So before it was just in English and now people in other languages, Spanish, Dutch, German, French can try this out and see how it works as well. And the services are providing some of those languages, not all at this time. So maybe as we go along here, if I try and do a screen share and I'll try and demonstrate some of this stuff as we go, how would that be? So let me share my screen and let me bring my
speech
back on. I use speech on demand because I'm not required to use a screen reader. I do have vision, but I like to run the screen reader and I use that speech on demand to silence it. So I'm assuming you can hear my
Windows app, leading okay. Menus, desktop,
okay, so I've search got a photograph edit. That we're going to start with. A picture that I took of the Hoover Dam, which is a very famous and popular tourist attraction in the United States. It's very close to Las Vegas, about a half hour from downtown Las Vegas, where they have a big dam that they built that provides the electricity actually for California, I believe, and or a good part of California. So they generate electricity here from the Hoover Dam. And it's a really fascinating place to drive through and see.
Funding now given to all panelists.
We stopped there and I took a look straight down from the Hoover Dam and took a photograph. So there's no words or anything in this, but I did name the picture that. So I'll send it to PictureSmart. First, I'm going to go to Explorer.
Windows E. File Explorer. Items View List Box. Items View Multi-Screen Tree D. D. Desktop. Enter. Items View
find
Multi.
The picture.
H. Hoover Dam.jpg. 9 of 11.
So if you bring up the context menu on a file.
Context menu. Open.
There are keystrokes to do this too, and I'll do it with the keystroke, but I just wanted to show you it is in the context menu.
Create. Edit with. Edit with. Set. Edit. Print. Picture Smart with JAWS.
Picture Smart with JAWS. Now, for whatever reason, this is not working at the moment, but the keystrokes are. And this is going to be fixed. I believe whatever the problem was with the context menu got resolved for the December update. So there'll be an update of JAWS coming and you'll be able to use the context menu. But in the meantime,
escape.
You can use keystrokes. So I do insert spacebar to go in the layered mode.
Space.
And we've been using this for some time with OCR and different things. So hopefully those of you who are users are familiar with this one. And I'll do P for PictureSmart.
P, PictureSmart.
And since I'm sitting on a file in Windows Explorer, I use F for file. And at that point, it should send that picture, provided I have an internet connection, through the internet to the cloud where it gets interpreted and it will send us results back. So I'll push F.
Picture Smart is in progress.
And this can take just, usually a matter of seconds. And it comes right back.
Sample Hoover Dam.jpg, 9 of 11. Meeting controls, Picture Smart results.
There's the results. It didn't get focus.
Link more results. Nature. Heading level 3, this
I'll
tag.
Go back up to the top and start from the top and read it
B,
down.
Heading level 2 caption is a close-up of a rock.
Close-up of a rock.
Heading level 3, these tags describe the photo. Lake, rock, water.
So it suggests that those three items are in the picture.
Heading level 3, these tags probably describe the photo. Beach, mountain, outdoor. Heading level 3, this tag possibly describes the photo. Nature.
So that wasn't too bad. I will tell you, looking at the photograph, it's a mountainous area. It almost looks like there's a beach down there next to the water. It's clearly outdoors and it's nature. So all those things are describing the photo.
Link more results.
But there's this more results. I'll send it back up to the cloud and let it come back and see if we get any more.
Enter. Picture Smart is in progress. Heading level 2 caption is a close-up of a rock. Heading level 4, these landmarks possibly appear in the photo. Hoover Dam, Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Heading level 4, this object. Heading level 4, this object possibly appears in the photo. Mirror. Heading level 3, these tags describe the photo. Lake, rock, water, water resources. Heading level 3, these tags probably describe the photo. Aerial photography, beach, dam, infrastructure, mountain, outdoor, reservoir. Heading level 3, these tags possibly describe the photo. Formation, inlet, nature, wadi.
So that was quite a bit more. And I thought what was really interesting is how it recognizes Hoover Dam as a national monument or very, you know, popular tourist spot. And it actually picked up and described it in Lake Mead National Recreation Area. That is where Hoover Dam is located. So it figured all of that out from that photograph. It didn't know anything about the file name. It figured that out. And so that was pretty good. And it talked about aerial photography. And remember, I said I took it from the top of the dam looking down, and you're way up there. So it almost probably felt like it was a photo, you know, something being taken out of a helicopter or an airplane. So anyway, that's Picture Smart. So if you have a folder full of pictures that aren't labeled, or someone sent you a picture and you want to see what's going on about the picture, you can try Picture Smart. And then you can go back and maybe label some of your files, give them a proper name so that you'll know maybe what they are next time when you're looking for them. So that's a big change. Now, also with Picture Smart,
escape Hoover Dam.
If you had a picture that had text in it,
sample pictures, 10 of 11.
So let's see if I've got one here. That's a good one.
Enter shell folder view items.
I've got a picture of a newspaper.
Picture from newspaper article.jpg, 11 of 12.
So this is a picture of a newspaper article. I took this one a few years ago, back in 2017. And if I send this one up to the cloud, it's not a picture, but it's got text in it, and it should actually OCR it. So if you had a picture of something and they were holding a sign and it was words on the sign, it'll actually give you the words on the sign as well as the description of the picture. Well, this one's just a newspaper article, and we'll send this one up.
Space, P, pictures, Picture Smart is in progress.
So I did insert space, P, and then F for file again. And we'll see how it does.
Heading level 3, these tags describe the photo, human face, newspaper, text.
So there is a picture of someone on there, and it's newspaper, and there's text on it.
Heading level 3, these tags probably describe the photo, man, person.
And he is a man, the picture of the person. So it's not
heading level 3, book,
it's not
poster,
reading it.
Link more results.
So let's try
enter
this.
Picture Smart is in progress.
By the way, if you do the insert space P shift.
Heading level 2 caption is text. Heading level 5 total number of faces in this photo is 1. Heading level 4 this text appears in the photo. Con the Who's Roger Daltrey coming to Clearwater TBT start. De The Who may be nearing the end of their touring days, but Roger Daltrey is not. The Who singer is embarking on a new solo tour this fall, and it'll stop at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater on October 30th. It'll be Daltrey's first gig in Tampa Bay since a Who gig in 2015, and his first solo stop since 2009. And bassist Pino and bassist.
So that was pretty good. As you can hear, there's a little bit of characters in there that don't sound quite right, but those are just things in the newspaper that are abbreviations and mess it up. But for the most part, it did a good job on the text. It was a little crooked, and like I said, it was an old newspaper article, but that came out pretty good. And so that's a little bit about Picture Smart.
Context menu.
Now, one of the other features we've got is voice assist. And Stuart mentioned this, that people are talking about the new version, literally talking to the new version. So Voice Assist is a new introductory solution. It's not done by a long shot, but we wanted to put it out there and give people a sense of what could be done. And again, taking advantage of some of the technology that Microsoft and Google provide up in the cloud, we're doing natural speech, being able to interpret what you said, turn it into something that's recognizable, and send it back to your computer and hand it back over to JAWS or Fusion or Zoom Text and let them perform an action based on what that text is if they recognize it. So the idea is not dictation. This isn't for you to be able to write a letter or interact with an email message. It's designed to be able to perform a limited set of functions and features. So we've started with adjusting things in the screen reader so you can make it go faster or make it talk slower. You can ask the computer what time it is, what's the date, and it will give it back to you. You can ask it for command search, the feature command search, and it'll pop up the command search window and let you type something in. In the future, I can imagine this where you'll say, command search, read columns in Excel. And so you would be in Excel and you would give that command and it would bring up command search and it would put your interpretation of what you said into the edit field and it will spit back the results and you'll find out what the keystroke is to have it read a whole column in Excel. So it'll be a way of shortening things up. So why don't we see how this works? Now, I'm going to warn you, if you have JAWS 2021 installed and you're not using a headset at the moment, so you have a speaker playing at your computer, the way this thing works is I have to give the wake word. And when I give the wake word, your computer is going to hear the wake word spoken and it's going to think you're trying to do something. So you might actually get this sound that pops up because it's waiting for you to say something. So just ignore that. And hopefully I won't be too disruptive on everybody's computer when I do this. So there's two wake words, one for JAWS, one for Zoom Text. In Zoom Text, it's Zoomy. And in JAWS, you can just imagine what we picked. So I'll ask my JAWS to tell me the time first. Sharky, what time is it?
2:24 p.m.
And I heard in my headset 2:24 p.m. Now, of course, did you guys all hear that too? Carl, nod your head. Yes. Did you hear that? You did not. Interesting. So I'm sharing my audio. You did hear it, somebody?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm
from Adara Cabra to all panelists, yes.
Thank you.
From Manisha Patel to all panelists, yes.
Thank you. Somebody's saying they're all telling me through there. Okay, now let's, I'll do it again this time.
From Daniel Dunn to all panelists, yes.
By the way, if you are running this, one of the things that you may have noticed is that on my computer, I didn't have the sound play. So if you go to the JAWS menu.
Meeting control, JAWS.
And you go to utilities.
Alt U, menu, utilities menu, voice assistant submenu.
That's where the voice assistant is located now. It's right on the top. So when you open the utilities menu, you'll find it. Now, if I'll press enter on that.
Enter, talk to JAWS insert plus alt plus space.
So there's a keystroke to be able to do it. So if you didn't want to say the word, the wake word, you could just do the keystroke.
Andrew Summers has lowered hand.
And you have to do all three keystrokes at the same time. So you have to hold down the JAWS key, Alt, and then tap the space bar.
Settings dot dot dot.
There is a settings thing. And if we go in here, oh, by the way.
Getting started dot dot dot.
There's getting started. So if you haven't played with this yet or you've just started, I encourage you to go in and read the getting started. It'll help answer some of the questions. It'll help point you in the direction of some of the commands you can give.
Settings dot dot
but
dot.
But I'm going back to settings.
Enter. Leaving menus. Default left paren all applications right paren dash jaws settings center dialog.
So I land in the settings center with the default file loaded because this is a default type application. This isn't something that you set up by application at this moment. It's in default.
Level 1. Enable voice assistant checked. 1 of 4.
So if you
voice
would,
assistant.
If you would rather this feature not even be around, then you can disable it right there.
Listen for wake word char key checked.
Now, if you want it to listen for the wake word, this is checked and it's on by default. If you uncheck that, you can still use the feature. You just got to use the keystroke insert alt spacebar in order to bring it up. So some people might want to do that. You might want to turn off that wake word so that when you're in a webinar like this and somebody says the word, your computer doesn't start doing stuff.
Enable voice assistant sounds not checked.
Now, enable voice assistant sounds, mine is unchecked. It's checked by default. So those of you who have installed 2021 are probably hearing a sound whenever you give the wake word. I uncheck that because it tends to make it, I feel like it happens faster and I don't have to wait for the sounds. I've gotten confidence in it. So I know when I say the wake word and I pause for a second and I say the next thing, I know it's going to work. I don't need to wait for the sounds to tell me. Okay, so that's the settings. And again, enable voice assistant sounds is what I turn off. So I'm going to hit escape to get out of here.
Escape, JAWS.
And I'm going to give it another one. Let's ask it for time and date. So here I go. Oh, I'll do it with the keystroke this time. So insert alt space. What time is it?
2:28 p.m.
I forgot to ask the date. I'll do it again. What's the time and date?
2:28 p.m. Wednesday, November 18th, 2020.
So that was pretty good. Let's do it a different way. Let's ask it the date and the time. What's the date and time?
2:28 p.m. Wednesday, November 18th, 2020.
Now, I did it that way to show you. You can see that the natural speech, you don't have to get it exactly right. I'm not telling you have to say time and date. You can mix it up. So if you're not sure, you ask it something. And if it doesn't know, like if I ask it to, call Jan Bloom. Call Jan Bloom.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
So he didn't understand what I said. It's in essence. So I could try and say it a different way, but I can tell you right now, you can say that all day long. It's never going to call Jan Bloom. It just doesn't know to do that.
He doesn't know Jan Bloom. I can't believe it.
Yeah. But you can say this. And if there's something that you want it to do, if there were some feature like that you want it to be able to do all the time, don't hesitate to say it, because when you communicate that information, we don't know who said it, but we know what was said. So we can keep track of what people are asking for, and then we can go back and add some of those things in. Or if we see that people are always saying something a certain way, and we can tell what you're trying to do, but you say it in a way that we didn't anticipate, we can update it and fix it. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's just going to start working for you. So this is kind of a neat feature. Now, one of the things that I want to make sure you all try, because most of us enjoy a little humor now and then, is you can ask it to tell you a joke. So I'll use the keystroke again so I avoid firing off your computers. Tell me a joke.
What's a shark's favorite science fiction TV show? Shark Trek.
Okay, so now they're you've all familiar with Shark Trek, right? That's the shark's favorite show. Let's try another one. Tell me a joke.
What is the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Aha. Uh-huh. The flag is a big plus. So they're good jokes. They're good for your kids. They're nice and clean. They're not too offensive. And we got a few in there, and we'll add some more. And if you've got one that you think would be appropriate, especially if it's shark-related, don't hesitate to send it to me. We'll add it in. So that's voice assistant. And again, you can have it do things like screen shade. Many people have heard about the screen shade, but it isn't something you use all the time, and you might not remember the keystroke. Well, you can go look it up, or you can say toggle the screen shade.
Andrew Summers raised hand.
And in the December update, I think I'm taking the word toggle out. I think all you have to say is screen shade, and it'll change it from whatever state it was in to the new state. But in this first initial release, I think they had the word toggle stuck in there with it. So I'll let me give it a try. Sharky, toggle screen shade.
Screen shade on.
So what the screen shade, if you are familiar with it or familiar with it, an iPhone, you can blacken your screen. So it just blackened my screen out. And I didn't have to remember the keystroke to do it. So if I were doing something and people are looking over my shoulder and I want to stop that on my computer, if I'm traveling on a train or in a plane or whatever it might be, I guess you wouldn't be on a plane too much these days. But anyway, that's the screen shade. And if I want to turn it back on, Sharky, toggle screen shade. Uh-oh, let's try it again. See, it didn't work. I didn't hear the sounds. Sharky, toggle screen shade.
Screen shade off.
There it goes.
Just to let you know, Eric.
Yeah.
That doesn't do it our end.
Oh, it doesn't go black on your
end. No, it's the same with Zoom text. No matter what you do, it won't actually show up.
That's right. It doesn't pass it across.
No.
But trust me, it was on. I couldn't see you. So anyway, that's the voice assistant. Have some fun with it. It's a first generation of the tool, and I think it's something that will evolve and we'll take advantage of.
Could I just suggest, Eric, because we're about halfway through, might it just be a good time to see if we have a few questions that we might just take now to, because I'm conscious.
Text menu.
You need to leave us at the top of the hour, I think. So, Carl, do we have anyone who's desperately wanting to ask a question? Just see if we have...
About that. I just got a phone call at exactly the same time. Just got Andrew Summers with his hand up at the minute, so we'll allow Andrew
Let me, and before we let Andrew jump in here with your question, Donald Diggin asked about... Slovakian, if that's one of the supported languages. It's not at the moment.
No.
You can use English. I believe you can try and use, I mean, you should try and use it. And like for PictureSmart, I think we're sending it through machine translation. So you may get something back that works. But
I think we did have Jan and I have had a conversation about Slovakian, and I think there may be a synthesizer we might be able to try. So
sure. Okay.
We're gonna
so Andrew, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Eric. And yourself?
How's everything in Glasgow?
Oh, not too bad. Bit wet today, a bit cold, as usual, this time of the year. I've got a couple of things to do with the new drawers that I've come across already. Occasionally, sometimes, that name called Shh will kick in automatically, and I've not even spoke to it.
So here's one way it can happen. If you're reading something like on our What's New page and Jaws is reading about it, and Jaws says the word, it's like it doesn't realize, oh, I'm just reading something. Nobody said it. It hears itself say it, and it can trigger it.
Well, actually, I was on my phone earlier on, standing away from the computer, and nothing was even there to do with the word. And it suddenly went and played the music or the sound as to try and speak to it. And then suddenly it decided it couldn't hear me. It said, I didn't hear that.
Right. So... the only thing I can tell you is it's listening for that wake word.
Yeah.
And if it thinks it hears it, if it thinks it's heard it, that's when it's going to pop up and make that sound. So That's what's going on. It thought it heard it.
Yeah. The other quickie, just quickly, I know, because you've got a lot of things on. I was, funny enough, on the internet, on my bank, and in the form field where you put your username, I wrote my username, went back arrow to read character and character, and it didn't read anything.
And I what browser?
I could only do it if I unloaded JAWS and reloaded it.
And what browser?
Firefox.
Interesting. I would submit that one in through support. Give them steps, especially if you can reproduce it. Try and do it on a site that's not your bank site, or if it happens where you're just trying to log in,
yeah,
you can just give us the address and don't give us your login, but just say go and try and type anything in the username field and backspace, and with Firefox it doesn't read. Now, if you load, it would also be helpful if you load up Chrome and try it there too, Andrew, and just let the support people know. If I do it in Chrome, it works. If I do it in Firefox, it doesn't. It really points to what the problem probably is.
I've not got Chrome on mine.
Edge Chromium.
Yes.
Windows 10, you've got the latest Chrome. Edge. Yeah. Try it in there. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good.
Okay. Great, Eric. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, so let's see. I wanted to just jump through my document a little bit and see if there's any. Is there any other hands up at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a couple more.
Okay, let's bring them on.
Mitra, it's all yours, Mitra. If you can just unmute yourself. There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Hi, Mitra. We've got you.
Hello, hi. Can you hear me?
We can, yeah.
Yes, hello. Thanks for the demonstration. But I just wanted to know if the accessibility keys for Zoom, like Control 2 and Alt U, now works on the 2021, because I had great problems on 2020. I'm doing a course, and you know, I'd like to know who's speaking. And Control 2 did not work on 2020. I had to do Insert 3 and then Control 2, so that it would pass the key, and occasionally it would work, and sometimes it wouldn't, and it would make a lot of mistakes, like, you know. 10 minutes ago, somebody was talking and you do Control 2 after doing Insert 3 and you would say the name. Anyway, it was very random.
I believe that is fixed for the December update. It's not fixed in the original
version. Not yet.
I just tested it. I tested the Control 2 and I had to do a key pass through to get it to work while you were talking.
Yes.
But I remember seeing this one reported.
Yes, it was
and,
me.
Okay. And yes. I remember getting this one in. So I'm going to assume that's in the December update at this point.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And if it isn't, you know how to reach me? Write to Stuart.
I will happily pass it on.
Write to Stuart and he will happily pass it on, and I will absolutely make sure that we will get that resolved. But I'm pretty sure it's in for December.
Okay, thank you very much.
Please do get in touch, Mitra.
Thanks,
Emil. Okay, we'll just try one more hand and then we'll go back to some demos, and then whoever else is waiting, we will make sure to allow questions, to get questions at the end as well. And if Eric needs to go, Jan has agreed to become Eric, which will be great.
Yeah, I have to skip out about 10 minutes of the hour, so I got another 10 minutes or so.
Just going to go then, in that case, very quickly to Adara Kadabra. You should be able to unmute yourself. Good evening.
I think you were. Hi, Carl, Stuart.
Hi, Dara. How are you?
Eric, how you doing?
Very good.
Yeah.
Two quick questions. The first one is, in the Picture Smart, is it Insert and P to access the Picture Smart?
Insert space, which is the layered commands, and then the letter P.
Right. Okay. And the second question is, in the new voice assistant, can you change it from the, can you change the wake word to whatever you want? Or is it just the one particular word that you have to use?
Yeah, you can't change it at the moment. We are looking to possibly add some other wake words. And I know they had originally tried to do it that way. They were going to put in words like computer and stuff. And I kind of put the kibosh on it, because It's just, we don't want this thing firing off all the time.
Okay, right.
So we got to be careful about what words we put in there. And that's why, you know, I don't say that female name that starts with the letter A, because there's many of you sitting around right now who have one of those devices in room. And if I said it, that's why they try to pick some word that probably isn't going to be said too often.
No problem. Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks.
No problem.
Okay. So we have a few more quick demos then, Eric, before you left to leave us.
Yeah. Well, let me talk about one quickie. If you haven't seen this one, everyone's familiar with, or maybe everyone's familiar with, if you hold down the JAWS key and you hit the number 2 on the number row. Let's see. Am I sharing? No, I'm not. Let me go back to sharing.
Started screen share. Meeting control. Leaving menus.
So if I hold down the JAWS key and hit the 2 on the number row.
Words. Both characters and words. None. Characters.
I cycled through. I hit it 4 times and cycled back through to characters. So that's changing my echo between characters, words, both, or none. If you add the shift key to that, because that's not new, that's always been there. But if you hold down the shift key and do the JAWS key with the number 2 on the number row.
All, none, some.
Oh. You get punctuation changes. So you can change how much punctuation you're hearing. So if you're someone like me, you may not want to hear punctuation all the time, but then you get into a situation where you need it and you can just toggle your punctuation to all, have it real quick, and then turn it back off without having to go into a dialog box. So we added that one, and that was a user suggestion. A couple of different people had suggested that over time. I will tell you, we're all on a Zoom call. Let me tell you about one of the features coming in the December update, and that is the ability to adjust the JAWS volume. So while we're in a Zoom meeting, if you have JAWS running and you want to be able to navigate to the chat window or go do something, when JAWS speaks at the same volume level as your Zoom settings, so your JAWS maybe stomps on my voice and you don't get to hear what I said because your JAWS is too loud, it would be nice to be able to reduce the volume of JAWS without changing the volume of your system. And that should be true whether you're running with Eloquence or Vocalize or Expressive. And we're working on that, and that should be in the December update. We'll give you there'll be a keyboard command to do that. I think there's a layered command, and I can't remember exactly what it is, but I think it's going to be a layered command that you can just jump in real quick and hit down arrow, down arrow, down arrow, or page down, and it'll lower your volume on JAWS so you can continue to move around, still hear it faintly in the background, but still listen to the webinar. So that's one of the changes coming. And in the initial release here that we did, we put a feature out that you as an everyday user, you're probably never going to have to use this, and I hope you don't. But it's a support tool so that if you're having some problem on your computer and we are trying to figure out what you've done or what's different about your computer than our computers, because we're not having that problem, they may well have you run this support tool, and they'll direct the tech support people can direct you how to do it. It's very easy to get to under utilities. I think it's at the bottom of the list. And when you run the support tool, it grabs any version information about your browser and the applications that you're running and your screen reader, and it grabs your user settings. And if there's been any logs created because maybe JAWS has had a problem and crashed, it'll grab any of this information, pulls it all together into a nice packaged zip file. And then it gives you an opportunity after it's all done making that file up to send it to support. Now, I tell you, you should work with support when doing this, because if you just have a problem and run the support tool and send the file in, nobody knows why you're sending it in or what record to attach it to. So it's not something that we want you to just send in if you have a problem, because we have no idea what the problem was. No one will ever look at it. But if you do talk to support and they need to get all this information from you, they've got an easy way now to tell you to run the support tool and upload the file, and you put your email address in there with it. So when it's there, the support guy can go right in and find all of your information, and you didn't have to do anything else
to participants raised hand
support tool. So it's a good feature. And for those of us who have run into issues in the past, and we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about tech support, has lowered this hand. Will really help. So with that, I'll stop. We'll see if we can answer another question or two before I go, and we'll let Jan take over.
Okay, let's see. Can we get some more hands? And then we'll switch over to Jan.
I have to remember, I keep muting myself. We've got another one, Nicola Dixon.
Attendee list.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Good evening, guys.
Speech on demand.
I had a quick question about your support. Would you consider being available on Be My Eyes? Because quite a few people are starting to use Be My Eyes now as an app. And I just thought it might be a really helpful thing.
Yeah, so you mean as a company, would we be on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been using the ARIA one. We had connected with them. They came to us, and we actually, their people help our customers with support. We hadn't done anything with Be My Eyes yet. I know I used to be on that, and I'd get calls once in a while. And I had helped people out. I remember I was talking to a woman on Be My Eyes one day, and she was using a computer, and I knew she was running JAWS. I could hear it in the background. And she didn't believe it was me. I told her who it was. She says, "No, it isn't." It was pretty funny. I remember that.
It's me.
But yeah. So anyway, yeah, no, it's a good tool. I think Microsoft is doing something with Be My Eyes now too, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's great.
I just wondered whether you'd consider going on.
Well, I have been on it myself.
No, I don't mean you personally. I mean your company.
Yeah, the company. Well, reach out to the company. That's up to the people that spend the money in tech support.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
It certainly sounds like it's an app that's used by lots of people. So, yeah, it's great.
Stuart said he'd give up a couple of hours a day to it as well for you, Nicola. So
course I will, Nicola. Of course I will. And Carl.
you'd have to be my eyes because I'm useless.
We help each other.
Oh. Right. Thank you, Nicola. Right. That's pretty much for the chat. It's very quiet on the old chat front, which is not a bad one, to be fair. Michael Cassidy has just had a quick Zoom crisis, I think, though. Is Alt A brings a message, a known script called to toggle mute. Now, I've had this as a standard thing before without JAWS running.
Funny you say that, Michael and Carl, I did experience the Alt A issue recently, but I'm not sure whether it was with JAWS 20 or 21. And I actually think it was a Zoom update that might have broken something.
Because he was a little bit unsure if it was Lisa.
Audio
or
now muted. From Peter Coe to Alda.
So I wonder if it could happen if, depending on where you're focused at the moment, maybe there's a particular window that if you're focused in, the keystroke isn't firing correctly.
Audio now unmuted.
Maybe.
I think you're right. I think you might be highlighted on something different. And it causes issues. It's the same when I've got dual monitors on. Obviously, if you're on another screen, it doesn't recognize that you're anywhere near this.
I was thinking more about it would be that you're in a particular area of Zoom. You're in one of the windows or a chat or something like that. I'm not sure what it might be. But yeah, if you get those unknown function calls, they're not pleasant. So try and pay attention to where you are. And if you can find a way to reproduce it, especially using Zoom, if you find a way to reproduce it, send that one in through support. Give them the steps. Those are good ones.
Here's a good one just come in for you, Eric. It's addressed to Stuart and Eric. It's Peter from Kent Association for the Blind. It has an issue that was reported to you regarding the immersive reader. I believe Stuart knows about this already.
Yes, and actually, I think the query is, and funny, Peter, I just came across this yesterday. So the query is that Peter was working with somebody who is unable to, and we did actually verify this, unable to change the speed of the voice using JAWS with the reader. So the if you have the reader turned on in Edge, the immersive reader, and you go into the voice speed, the speed mm-hmm. doesn't change.
Even if you do a key pass through?
Yes.
So, interesting. Yeah, well, I haven't looked at the immersive reader lately, but I found that it did look like a pretty promising thing. I thought maybe for a Zoom text user, the immersive reader would be a very powerful solution if we could track that highlight as it's reading. I don't think we've been able to crack that yet. But I hadn't heard of this one. It does sound like something we could easily reproduce, and you reproduced it.
Yeah, I reproduced it with Peter. I think I just happened to see it yesterday because I was doing something with the immersive reader. Just
Windows R N O T P A D. Enter untitled Notepad. Edit.
I'll make a note to myself and I'll make sure we get it.
I V E S R E A D E R space B L O K S space.
Okay. Oh, I'm Eric. Sorry. I'm sharing my screen. I got JAWS talking. Sorry about that.
I'm conscious of your time, Eric. It's gone 10 to the hour. So.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on, as always. Great to have you with us. And hopefully we will check in another webinar with you in the very near future.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye.
Thanks a million. Yeah.
Thanks, Eric. Have a nice one.
Okay, just last few minutes. If anyone does have any questions, Jan and Carl and myself. Well, Jan will...
when the bus is gone, and we can make a party, you know.
We can have a party. Brilliant.
Yeah.
any last questions about JAWS, about anything that you've seen this evening or anything else that you notice in the 2021 version?
Perhaps we need to address also Microsoft Teams a little.
Do you want to talk about that, Jan?
Yeah, well, we've been talking. Yeah, we did a nice webinar already on this forum about Teams. And then we mentioned this... big leak in this in the functionality that you could not leave a meeting automatically, that it was not no short key, and there is a short key now present within JAWS, and that is Alt H when you're but also Microsoft Teams has made a change in a way that when you are having now, for example, a call or a meeting, then it will pop up in a different window. So then you can also easily quit or leave that meeting with Alt F4. But when you're in the embedded mode, in a way, then you can leave it with Alt H.
Yes, exactly. And I think Microsoft called this the new meeting experience, where you have it in a separate window. Yeah. So you have to have that turned off to use the Alt H. And it does turn on by default when you update Teams. So.
Yeah.
It may be on for people already. If you want to turn it off, it's in the options, or get in touch with us and we're happy to help people.
Yeah.
Brilliant. We've got some more questions, guys.
Oh, Jan, you're on?
Good. Raj? Yep.
Okay.
Raj Mehta, it's down to you. If you can just unmute yourself, please.
So, Raj, just a few.
Hello, Raj. What we're going to do then, Raj, rather than hang, if you can just, let me just do that again. Harry Mead.
Can you hear me?
We've got you, Harry. Yep. How are you?
Hi, Stuart. Good to see you again.
Great to see you. How are you?
I'm grand. Good. Thank you very much. London is still London. Lockdown and all.
The place to be.
Same as Dublin.
Listen, lads, a couple of quickies. Just going back to what you were saying about Teams. The thing I found recently, because we use it all the time for meetings, Control Shift and B for Bertie will close down a Teams session, and that's a relatively new update. So that's something that others may not have come across.
Yeah, no, it's also a good one.
What is it? Well, my question though was, where is a good place to quickly find good JAWS keystrokes? So I keep coming across new ones all the time, but I don't know where I get them from. It's here, there, and everywhere. Is there a good repository? Do I have to go to somewhere on the JAWS panel or whatever?
I'm probably going to suggest the command search. I don't know, Jan, obviously they are listed in, I think the help, there's usually the shortcut keys part of the help documentation is probably updated as well, but the command search is a good one.
Yeah, and what I always do is when I'm in a new environment or when I want to check if there's something new, I press the keystroke insert H. You know, that's also a list of JAWS keystrokes available for that topic specific.
Okay, so insert an H.
Yeah.
And what's the command search one? How do I get to that?
Insert spacebar and then the letter J.
J.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or perfect. You use Sharky. You know, you can do.
Well, I've just enabled that. Oh. The one thing only just enabled that while we were talking this evening.
Okay.
Because my download was A, automatic, B, excellent, and it transferred all the settings. It asked me if I wanted to transfer the settings, and it all came across very smoothly.
Okay. That's great.
Bit of feedback for you. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'll mute myself again.
Thanks, Harry. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Harry.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just going to go to Davinder.
Davinder,
if you can unmute yourself.
We've had Davinder before on a show, on a webinar.
Davinder.
Hi, Davinder.
Right. Good evening, guys. Sorry about that.
Hi, Davinder.
I'm well. Yourselves?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Good. Quick question. Well, obviously, with the demonstration with going from the Picture Smart and OCR and things like that, we're going on to cloud computing. Big thing when we're teaching people is people asking about security. So my question being is, what considerations have you guys given with OCR, bank statements, any recommendation, and what's the security level on things going up into the cloud and then coming back?
And that's definitely one for you.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm already regretting that my boss is gone. I don't know, to be honest. But that's a thing what we can look up and we can put on. I think there is no information about that in the quick start. Mm-hmm. I know that when we brought up Tandem, you have this quick start with all the port numbers, etc., and also the security. I assume it is all being taken care of. The details I don't know, to be honest.
If you do find anything, we appreciate it.
No, that's a very good one. Thank especially you. Now with all the we say in Dutch the AVG, but what is the for the privacy thing? What's the international
GDPR?
GDPR. That's very important. But of course, it is. We need to honor the European ones.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, but it's a good one. I will check it for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks. Yep.
Thank you, Davinder.
Take care.
We just got a couple of questions come in. Nicola Dixon just said, "I find I can leave Teams meeting by just pressing escape," which is fair enough. Donal is just asked, could you repeat the key command for the command search, please, Jan?
Yeah, insert spacebar J.
Excellent, that was easy. We're just going to try Raj again. Are you there, Raj? If you can unmute yourself.
You should have a little pop-up on your screen, Raj, to unmute a dialogue or something.
Alt-A.
Yeah, Alt-A should do it, yeah.
No, still nothing from Raj. We're going to go to our friend, Mr. Lawler, another Mr. Lawler.
Another Mr. Derry Lawler.
A Mr. Derry Lawler. Derry, it's all yours.
The better Derry Lawler.
The better looking
one. I wasn't going to say anything, but you're right.
Listen, thank you. Great webinar, I must say. I loved I installed JAWS 2021. I just listened to Eric doing the Picture Smart. I've been to Dropbox and I've seen a few pictures I have there. But to label them, is it just F2 or is there a way to label them in Picture Smart?
Label? How do you mean?
To label your own picture. You want to label them, say, Stuart smiling.
Oh, yeah. No, that is to rename. When you're in the File Explorer, you can press F2 to rename the file. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Listen, thanks again. Love JAWS 2021 and installed beautifully on my machine. That's great. Thank you again.
Yeah.
All right, Terry. Great to hear. Thanks.
Label and control on the internet on a web page is insert control tab. Then you can label. I don't know if it's also when you're having a graphic on the website, you can also do that with insert spacebar P and then the letter C of Charlie. then you can do the control. Then you're on the, and I think you can also, I don't know if that's also possible then to label that. Do you know that, Stuart? I've never done that.
I have never done it either. Certainly have a look straight after this session.
When you can reach it with tap, then you can label it with insert control tap.
Okay, brilliant. Anyone else waiting to speak?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there was. It's gone. I take it back. It vanished. No. No, no questions.
Okay.
No hands. Everyone must be finding them. Oh, here we go. Yes, we have. Chris Brady was just waiting for me then to wrap it up. And it did.
Chris is probably going to be the last one for the night. So Chris is
make it a good one. Chris, make it a Chris good one, Chris.
A friend of our webinar.
Good evening, folks.
Hiya, Chris. Good to see you again.
And you, Stuart. Now, if I wanted to get an update to my jaws, but I wanted to get a new SMA, what would I do? Just ring into Jaws, Sight and Sound, and get one there, or what do I do?
Yeah, if you call Sight and Sound, maybe it's better for Carl to take this one because he can give you the more the UK end of pricing. But yeah, you can contact us.
Just come through on the sales line, the 01604 798 070.
Yeah, right, okay.
One, and they'll take the payment there for you, Chris. It may even be me if you're lucky enough.
And what I'll do, when I do get it, I'll take a note of my serial number as well.
Yeah, we'll need that for the SMA anyway. So are you running the latest version? Are you on 2021 now?
No, I've got to update to 20. I'm on 2019 at the moment. So could I jump from 2019 to 21?
You have to upgrade to the latest version. Then you can get an SMA.
Right, so to upgrade to the latest version of
Jaws first, so you'll have to go back. You'll have to go to version 2021 from 2019, and then you can get an SMA.
Okay.
We'll talk about it tomorrow anyway. Give us a call.
If you give a call,
will.
And we'll sort something out for you.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Chris.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
We've just got one more. Adara, all yours again. Just need to unmute yourself. There we go. All yours.
I had a quick question as regards to that. I've just downloaded 2021 from 2020.
Yeah.
And it came up with I did all the usual serial number, but it didn't seem to work. Do I have to pay to, obviously, I'm assuming I have to pay to upgrade it, yes?
If you're not on the latest version, if you didn't already have an SMA in place to cover you for the latest release, then yes, you'll only be eligible for 2020, which means you'll need to upgrade.
Right. Okay. And how much is 2020? Is it same? Is it the usual prices for 2021?
If you're only going up one version, I think it's about 150 something quid.
Cool. Okay.
But it is worth thinking about it, and bearing in mind it's not a sales trick for us to make money. The SMA is worth its weight in gold.
Right. Okay. I think I've got an SMA for 2020, but it's because I've just downloaded 2021, and it came up with my serial number, but it said no, you're not ready.
Yeah, it'll try. This is the problem. The way that they released the update.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily telling everyone it was a new version.
Okay.
So everyone and his brother has gone and done the update thinking it's just a normal update.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. And then I suddenly realized, oops.
It's left a lot of people on 40-minute demo mode, and then they've had to backtrack and reinstall version 2020 again.
I've already got 20. I had 2020 on the machine, but luckily.
Yeah, well, sometimes it'll overwrite, you see. It'll ask you when you're doing it, do you want to use the activation? And even if it's not active, it will overwrite and it can just take the other version straight off. But that sounds fine anyway. Just if you want, you can give us a call and we can have a chat about it. It's not a problem.
No worries. Okay. Sound.
All right.
Thanks,
Adara. No worries.
Right, we've just got one more. Michael Capocci just asked what an SMA is. It's just a software maintenance agreement. Basically, what it's giving you is two full upgrades at a discounted price. You pay for it in advance every 2 years, you'll get a reminder, and it just means you can stay ahead of the updates. And we know, Jules, these are going to release a version every year without fail, every autumn without fail, a new version. And if you get stuck too far behind, if you could end up with like a three-stage upgrade, you could be looking at £375, £400. So for £150 SMA for two versions, £75 a touch is definitely worth it's definitely worth the investment.
Yeah, it's definitely the cheapest way to stay up to date. Yep. So yeah, definitely.
That's correct.
So thanks everybody for tonight's session, for coming along, for taking the time out of your evening to join us. We hope you found it useful. Thanks so much to Jan for coming along from the Netherlands. It's an hour later for Jan, so we appreciate you coming along so late in the evening, Jan.
Thanks very much.
And thanks, of course, to Carl. Yeah. And we look forward to seeing you all in 2 weeks' time for our next webinar Wednesday event. In the meantime, stay safe and well, and we'll talk to you all soon.